Welcome to the Plump Serpent podcast. My name is Isabel Bloom. As a woman who is deeply committed as a planetary server, my assignment includes whatever furthers my personal evolution and the evolution of global mind. Therefore, I'm sharing with you practical and simple ways and tools to transform yourself and the world through nature connection by talking with a variety of guests. May you and I take action that will serve the earth and all its living beings for their highest good. Let's begin. Welcome to the Plumped Serpent, and thanks for joining another episode. And I really appreciate all of you who are listening. Today, I'm very delighted to talk with Anna Nasin. Nasin? How is the name spelled? I can't spell it right. Please spell it for me, Anna.
Nasin.
Nasin. Okay. Nasin. Anna Nasin. Anna is an advanced energy healer, teacher, author, artist, and lecturer of energy healing, energy hygiene, ascension, and how to anchor your soul gifts as a starseed, and much more. Her inner abilities unlocked through a true twin flame journey that started 2014, that now have made Anna unity consciousness embodied. Welcome, Anna.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm delighted to meet you.
Yeah, it's really wonderful. So, yeah. Anna, let's start with your journey. Please tell us a little bit about it and how did it start?
Oh, wow. Everybody have their way of waking up, if you may. My journey started as a twin flame journey. In 2014, I met my twin flame, which is another reincarnation, a body with my core essence of vibration inside. So we have two bodies, but one soul. Okay. So back then I was totally closed off. I had no spiritual knowledge or remembering, a total different career. Well, everything in my life was different and heavier. but on the outside, I was successful. I was a sustainability coordinator at a large bank and in a markets office. And everything looked good. But when you meet your twin flame, it starts a subconscious process to clear out everything that's not aligned with your soul. So if there are unhealed traumas, if there are inherited flaws on your ancestral lines, if there are programming from society that is not true, everything needs to be cleared away. And it was kind of hard in the beginning because I had no tools. I didn't know how to heal, how to allow feelings be there in my body so I could process them and let them leave. I had no idea. It took months before I realized, okay, I can feel it and then I can let go. So that's when the journey started. And it took some years because I have my moon in Scorpio. So I have karma for like three lifetimes cleared for this past 7 years now, so I could embody unity consciousness and be truth embodied, so nothing I say can be a lie. So now I'm ready to do what I do. That's and a little bit of...
It's quite a difference for you also to perceive yourself, but also to perceive the world. And as you said, when you can't lie anymore, that is quite a challenge in some surroundings, at least. But yes. What is the most impactful difference to your former being that was not your true self, but that was more a shell, as I understood, as you described it?
Oh, it was the... I was a product of programming. I was a product of society, as society made me. There was not much that was true about me back then. I was very deceitful, self-deceitful. I was creating my life around a self-image that wasn't true from the beginning. And I've learned now when I perform healing for other people that it's very common to have wrong programming, to have similar kinds of flaws inherited by family lines, soul losses. We also have the collective traumas that we grow into. I was a shell. True value is something totally different than money or what I do for a living. My life now is completely different, and it has more flow, organically flowing with all emotions, all the good things, relationships. Everything is a learning journey, really.
So as I understand, then healing for you was kind of removing all the blockages and debris and things that didn't belong to you, and to open up to kind of receive or waken up your essence inside of yourself. So what is healing then for you when you do it also for yourself and for others? What is the essence of healing in your perception?
Oh, it's healing is, I would say it's everything. I channel directly from source and from the core of the earth. I'm shamanically schooled, and also I opened up my intergalactic remembrance. So human history had changed within me. So, and healing is letting go of everything that it is not true. Letting go of relationships that no longer are aligned with you. Letting go of jobs that's not aligned with you. Even let transformation happen in family relationships, friendships, and partnerships. Healing is to bring down the light, to light up darkness. So darkness isn't dark anymore. and that's pretty much how it works. I started with the shamanic way. It's perfect if you need to heal past lives. You need soul healing. You need to lift curses on your family lines. I chose the perfect family to learn as much as possible. And without letting light in to this darkness. The darkness still thrives. The darkness affects our subconscious mind, and the subconscious mind makes us do the same choices over and over and over and over, because we have this unhealed trauma. So when we carry the unhealed trauma inside and we have this vibration, this darkness, we send that out to universe constantly, and universe have to deliver. It's an energy law. So universe sends us people to reflect this darkness, so we will be mindful of what we carry inside. It really is changing the view on how life works, how the earth works, how society works. Because every person who reflects maybe harmful behavior towards me, it's for me. So I can look inside and see this, what am I carrying? How can I be free from this? How can I embrace my darkness? Let's say you had a trauma as a one-year-old. It's pretty hard to reach down to remember what happened when you were one. But you carry this vibration around. And there are different kinds of healing to reach that level if you cannot meditate your way down. But that little child needs to be embraced. When that, maybe it was something happening, something that scared them, or witnessed something scary. That child needs to be seen and heard and cared for, and maybe adults wasn't around to help, but now as an adult I can embrace that inner child and give the attention it needs. So we can do so much by ourselves, but when we are stuck, when we know there is something that makes my vibration go low, you can feel depressed, you can feel like you have a dark night of the soul, you don't know really why it's heavy, then you can take help from someone who works with reaching that darkness, because it needs to be released. It comes up to be released, so we are freer and raise the vibration forever after that moment. It's pretty good medicine.
Actually, we have all medicine within us. People forgot.
Yeah.
We are the technology we were waiting for.
Yes.
And yes. As you said, you have, through your journey, you have kind of opened up and gained access to the core of Earth, but also to the spaciousness of above, and also to the multidimensional existences of different realms and different realities. And I know that you're very much connected to crystals. Because that was actually the impulse to get in contact with you. I saw these very intriguing images of these crystal grids you lay out for healing. Please tell us a little bit about more your connection with crystals. How did this emerge? And in your perception, what bring crystals to the earth that supports us and can, I don't like to use this word, but I don't have another one, awaken us, because it describes, what it is actually.
The crystal realms are, I think it's frequency medicine. Each stone has its own frequency and its own ability to work together with other crystals as well. There are, you can work with the different chakras, the chakra system. You can choose, if you're drawn to yellow, for instance, well, then we know we need to strengthen something in the solar plexus chakra. And you can also set an intention. Okay, there are cows out in the world right now. There is so many things happening. I call it energy residues because it's darkness leaving, being mirrored in the outside world, so it can leave. Okay. And crystals can help us push out the darkness gently. It can, if you have a trouble with depression, for instance, well, as a therapist, I'm usually drawn to black or red crystals for the layout. Then there is often something that has happened during our parents' lives or grandparents' lives or even further. Something needs to adjust inside our roots, the legs, the hips, the bottom of the stomach. And if we are more healed in the body and the ancestral lines, and we start to open up and go below, over the crown chakra and over, to receive divine guidance more and more, we can open up new chakras. Many people have done this subconsciously because the energy have supported us from universe and Earth herself. This is her ascension, and we are just like cells on Mother Earth's body. So we need to clear when she clears. So many of us have had these ascension symptoms already. But sometimes we get a energetic block, or we have inherited a block to allow ourselves to see with the third eye, or to open up to the divine guidance, or receive from the causal chakra just below, our highest light team that just waits to support us in our journey. And there are crystals for that too, that can activate, can clear, and remove, but in a very high vibration, I would say. It's not as heavy, like working shamanically, you go down into the earth and you heal root causes, you heal cellular memories, maybe inherited ones. They need to pass out from the physical body. And that can be quite heavy for a couple of days during integration time. But crystals opens up in another way. And the crystals also support your energy field for much longer. So if you have a crystal layout, depending on what you need to activate or strengthen, you carry the vibration from the stones for weeks or months afterwards. It can feel like an energy boost, or you can feel tired and thirsty. But then you get clearer insights, you can get clearer messages from above, see next step much clearer, or even get your life purpose, like, oh, this is what I should do. You can have your light body lit up. So crystals, they are really good colleagues, I must say. But you can also find frequency medicine. I mean, crystals, they hold, everyone doesn't hold forever, but some are quite fragile, but they hold for a long time. But you have the same same frequencies in flowers, in nature, and nature materials, fruits and vegetables. So you can find this kind of medicine and also drink it if you want. It's pretty similar. And you can also connect the flower realms with the stones, and you have something really nice to work with.
Yes, they are anyway naturally connected.
Yes, they are.
So they have a really kind of known relationship, so to say. They know each other.
yes.
there was a
practice. If you close your eyes and hold a rock, you can feel how the crystal works with different chakras and if it's active or receptive, feminine, masculine. You can do the same with flowers. And you can, when you start to feel the vibration of the crystals and you feel the vibration of the nature, you can combine them as, oh, well, this would go well with this kind of crystal and so on.
So for someone who is not at all familiar with crystals, but is kind of curious to know them or to get in touch with them, what is your advice to start working with crystals? You described, for example, this simple practice with the flowers, but this is kind of advanced. How do people start working with crystals?
Oh, you know, usually your intuition guides you to them when you're ready. And you're drawn to the frequencies you need in your energy field or the chakras that need support. So follow the intuition. That's step one, I must say. I started to collect crystals for quite some time and had no idea that 3 years from now, I'm going to start to study crystals and work with them. So that might have happened for those who are ready. They might have some crystals at home already. And then when you want to go deeper, as I said, you can have a crystal and get to know it for sure. Hold it in the receiving hand. Usually that's the left for people or who work with the right hand. And feel the energy, how it moves in this crystal. How does the crystal feel? What chakras does it want to move to? If you have received healing a few times before, then you probably feel that it goes directly to an energy block you have or an imbalance you have inside. Just let it work there. When it's done with the block, it might go elsewhere naturally. So one crystal at a time, you can work this way. And then there is information on internet, very easy to find. If you want to learn more about this crystal, usually has these abilities and support these types of either problems, or it strengthens clarity, for instance, or connect you with the heavenly realms, angels or unicorns or divine guidance. So that's the way, I think. That's how I was taught when I went to learn more. I had a teacher who guided us through these steps. And that's a really good start, to know each crystal in the deeper ways.
And as I heard you say, or as you have written, you have also the intention to teach about crystals and healing yes. with crystals.
Yes, I'm guided to.
Wonderful.
We have so many kids now and young adults who are drawn to crystals. Many of them are star seeds, as I call them. They have souls with lesser karma than most humans have, I must say. So they have a higher vibration from the beginning. They just need to clear their roots a little bit to be able to have full body connection, full earth connection, and then connect their soul's wisdom and step into their soul mission and purpose here on earth. Most of these kids and young adults have extraordinary gifts to transform huge amounts of heavy energy without hurting them. They have this in their energetic body. It's just fantastic. So this interest and these hobbies among younger, I see the interest is quite large. So I'm guided to teach when it's okay to do that in physical, because crystals work, it might feel very strange in the body when meridians and energy lines in the body corrects itself. It can burn, it can it can happen a lot of stuff. So it's good to be in a physical meeting when you teach these things. And also I want to, when I teach, they can lay their crystal on each other. That's how you learn how to connect with the right guides and set the sacred space and do things properly. I'm very mindful about that. You don't want any other energies around when you work with healing of any kind. And then I want to feel that the person receiving crystal healing has a balanced layout. I don't want them to feel dizzy or I need to check so everything is good with the person receiving, because sometimes it might be one small crystal missing to balance everything up. So let's see what happens in Sweden when we can do this. I think during summertime, my planning is quite a lot of the old world.
Yes.
we're here to start to learn how to live from the heart space. But I set intention that I want to hold classes the first 6 months of this year, if possible. Otherwise, it will be a couple of classes this autumn, because I know that it's needed. So
yeah, there is much healing needed on all levels. But yes. Yeah, this time is really, as you described before, it is moving very much. So the energy movements are immense. There is really a clearing up of, and it's like, whoa, you know, like this. Somebody would throw up. It is like really this. And you see, as you described, you see all this evil, this madness, and this chaos. But it is, as you also said, a reflection of what is inside of us. And people always forget. They have forgotten, or they were programmed to forget. There are different explanations. That the external is always a reflection of the internal. There is not really there is not a real barrier or distinction. It's all fluent and it's just all interchangeable and interconnected. So when you see something outside that is not really comfortable or you don't like, it's really you have to look inside of you. And as you said, healing is also about that. And as you also said, there is much movement also in people. There are these children and young ones, but also adult ones. They get really open up and get kind of crazy informations from the crystal grid or whatever you want to call it. There is so much, yeah, there are so many words for that, downloads and light information, and there are so many words for that. And people also have different ideas when I say these words. That's the thing with words. But yeah, there is much, much happening. And what people also forget, that Gaia is a being, that Earth is a living being. And it was told in many indigenous cultures and ancient traditions, there is this shift happening, or that Earth is going through waves of growth or change or transformation also, not also we humans, we men and women, but also Earth. And I guess that is happening right now. It's kind of birthing a new world. It's kind of something really huge is happening. And we can look forward to that.
Yes.
There will be many changes. People will be amazed what everything is coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a totally different world than we thought it was. I have remembrance from being in ascension programs on other planets before this. And it's the Earth, Mother Earth's ascension. We are a part of it. We are like her cells on the body. And we have polluted her for generations. And she's clearing herself now from the old, dense 3D reality where we could live in forgetfulness and separation. We thought we were separated from each other, from the Earth even, some of us, and from the source, from the God source that we carry inside. So everything that's not aligned with the new 5D reality that's anchoring right now, I even feel that 3D is already over. The old world died a year ago. So what we see now is her rebirth. And this is about frequency, pretty much. You can choose frequency inside your body and inside your energy field. I try to do that first thing in the morning. I like to meditate in the morning because then I can choose the highest possible timeline that's available to me right now. And I receive. So if I feel slightly unbalanced or if there is something heavy, I'm doing a lot of astral traveling during nighttime, setting up activations over this planet and visiting other realms. So I can sometimes bring something back with me. So I need to clear my energy field every morning, check so everything is healed and secured and light, and that my whole soul is back in the body. It's not always like that when I get up. I can give my cats food and then just, there it comes back. So I feel this shift that now I'm home. Okay, good. Now I can set the day and do my work. So energy clearing, energy hygiene is very important at this time. I highly suggest every person doing that in these times, because then it shields us a bit from what's happening out there. It also clears us, so we don't have to manifest the old dense reality that's not supposed to be anymore. I know that they try to keep us stuck in the false 3D matrix, if you will, of fear and lack and separation. And they try to create rifts between people, between groups, in different ways. But the light has already won. It happened more than a year ago. So I'm not worried about this. I know everything will be okay. But to sit through this, what we are going to see out there, it's a good thing to be connected, to be centered, and to fill the energy field with light each day. And I also suggest to have some kind of filter layers on the outside of the aura. When meditating and doing my own healing, I usually, when I have filled up my whole space with light, I set this like a huge eggshell of different colors, sealing my energy field, because it's supporting my body and my chakras inside this energy field. And if I secure the energy field more, I have my energy for me. I am the one who needs my energy, and other people doesn't really get to you like they can do if you're not protected or have your full space. So that's a tip for everyone listening, to have energy hygiene ceremony.
You're really an advanced energy healer and also energy practitioners. And for all those people who are not, don't get confused. don't stress yourself out. It's really simple. Sit and be aware of your body. That's the first thing to start, because energy is kind of, for some people, it is so unfamiliar. They are so separated from their own self, because we are nothing more than energy in movement. Yeah. But as you said, people are very much identified with the physical appearance. But that's the first thing to get really in touch with, your physical being. And when you're really familiar with your body, you can go to deeper layers and open yourself up for more subtle layers of your body, as for example the energy bodies or the energy fields, or also the chakras you mentioned many times before. They are a kind of systematic energy fields, spheres that are located in your body. So start simply with your body, get aware of your body, and then just move along your journey. But that's really important. And when people hear this energy hygiene, it is very simple. It is about what you think. What are your thoughts? What are your emotions? What do you read? What do you look at? What do you let inside of you? It's really, people, when they are not familiar with energy, they have this kind of diffused idea what energy is, but every word is energy. Everything what you see or perceive is energy. So it is really about awareness, what you do, and how you perceive the world, and what you let inside of you.
Yes, to translate it, I might say, what you indulge in different ways.
Yes.
How does it make you feel? Do you feel better? Do you feel lighter? Or does it drain you? Does it make you scared? Choose the things that make you feel good. That's why we are here. We are here to feel as good as ever possible, because 3D reality is a very dense reality. And I mean, energy hygiene, it might be as simple as doing yoga, because that keeps the body aligned. It can be breathing deep to clear dense energies and fill yourself with light and energy. I've started to see it like energy is the first language of everything. Everything starts with energy. Then it creates like waves and manifests in the reality that we can see and touch and measure in different ways. So, yes.
Yeah. The words. There is even something before energy. It's intention.
Oh, yes. It's... Yes.
When you are aware of the source, and as you mentioned, you have kind of direct connection to the source. So for you, this is very familiar. But everything from there is kind of, this is an intention there, and then it creates into form, because there is consciousness and there is form, and it just manifests into something. It's also good advice for men and women to check their intentions. What do you want to send out into the world?
That is what's comes back. Energy you send out, it's what's reflected back. And even stronger, if you send out love into the world, then you get it many times more than you send out. If you send out anger or resentment, well, that's coming back too. So intention is really important, and life feels so much better if you clear away what's not love, because the only truth is really love. We are love. That is the energy we're made from. On a soul level, that is what we are. So when we judge people or see how someone is not enough, or it's often something we carry inside. Again, it's the darkness inside that we put out there, so we don't have to look at it inside. But I think a lot will happen just during the next couple of years. A lot of the movement will be manifested as we clear ourselves as vessels, the bodies we're clearing. We have cleaner thoughts, cleaner intentions, hopefully eat cleaner food, and we can have a lot of crystals as well helping us. We will see that in the world. So what's happening now is the dysfunctional structures, the bad intentions that might have built some structures in society, they will crumble. we will witness that. And I would like to say that don't let fear get you, because it's okay. When it's cleared, it will be so much better, so much higher, and so much love. That is where we are going. Take politics, for instance. On the other side of what's happening now, we will see world leaders that are fully connected with their higher self. And when you're connected with the higher self, you cannot make decisions that is harmful for anyone. You cannot make decisions that's not for the highest good of all and for everyone's absolute best interest and for further future generations as well. You see the whole line of what future do you create in this now? It's not about this year, this budget, or what you can gain on it. It's for everyone. So we will see a lot of changes, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, we'll see what is happening, or what shall happen, or what we allow to happen.
Yeah, we can feel the energy, because the energy is already there. It's already there. But to see how it happens, I'm going to let myself be surprised, because that gets me happier. Wow, I couldn't think of this out. So I'm gonna just sit and watch.
Yes, and as you mentioned also before, it has also to do with this surrender. What likes to show up, maybe not in the way we imagined, but in the way we can't even imagine now, because we are also kind of limited in many ways. let's surprise us what likes to show up. And as you said, we are vessels, and when we let the, I know these are buzzwords for some people, but when we let the divine work through us, miracles happen. Yes. As it was showed many times before, and yeah, for many people, this is their reality, and we can open up to it or not. That's our choice. We have this immense possibility to choose. This is huge. People always forget that. Choice is so powerful. Choice is so powerful. So choose wisely.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true. So you mentioned kind of practices for people to do. You mentioned the energy hygiene they can do. You mentioned getting in contact with crystals, or with nature in general, with flowers, for example, or trees or whatever. What is your advice when somebody is really lost and can't afford to get in touch with a healer or with a coach or with somebody who gives advice? What can they do?
I would say step one is meditation. Just sit and breathe. Sit in your body and breathe. Let the thoughts go. the thoughts doesn't lead you where you're going, probably. The thoughts are also energy residues. It's what you have been programmed to think. If you haven't healed a lot, usually the thoughts are the big part of the ego. And that's not the true self. The true self is the soul. The soul is eternal. And you can reach that with breathing exercises and meditation. I started my journey too, somewhere. And when my old life was crashing down, working at the large bank was not at all aligned with me anymore. I remembered, I'm here to help people. How can I help people? I want to be at service, you know? And just a couple of days later, I got this this tip to start working with social welfare. So I was in that business, front line, I must say. I met people in huge crisis, and they were aggressive or crying. Sometimes they lost their home or they fled an abusive partner. And I met these kind of people all day, many people, with their feelings, you know, the energy getting to me. And I got stressed. Just how can I handle this? And I started with a chakra meditation. There are several good ones at YouTube to start with. And I found this one, it was 5 minutes long, guided meditation, just go through the chakras one by one, because I couldn't sort my thinking away. I had such hard time focusing. And then I recognized that, wow, I feel much better. So I started to do this 5 minute meditation twice a day. I did it in the morning and then at lunchtime. And then I started to feel that something started to shift. And I felt so good with this. So I suddenly I was up around 60 minutes a day. And I just, wow, it's like going on a vacation and feeling recharged all the time. How could I have missed this my whole life? I think I was 40 back then. So never too late to start. So, and then I started, when I kept this practice ongoing each day, every day, that's important, I started to notice a shift in these people in crisis that I met. They could be aggressive, they could be crying a lot. But when I had a higher vibration and calm energy field, they had to move up to my position. So they stopped being aggressive. They stopped crying. They calmed themselves. And we could talk like two adults about the situation. And I thought, this is magic. No, it's energy law. It's energy law. So that is the absolute best thing you can do. Take a few minutes, meditation, go through the breathing, settle in the body, feel safe. Then the direction and clarity, it unfolds. It comes in perfect timing, divine timing. That's my best tip.
Wonderful. And yeah, 5 minutes, I guess this can be managed.
Minutes. And everyone deserves
10 minutes. Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, as you said, it is really about the commitment and the repetitiveness of the practice.
Yes.
Because you also from day to day you change, and it is not always the same. And there are many things moving inside of you. And so it is also training the awareness and the skill to observe oneself.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And everyone deserves self-love. These 5-minute practices, it's well earned in a busy day, I mean.
Yes. That's manageable.
Oh, yes. A mini vacation.
Yeah. And as you said, it really gives you energy, and you realize that, you can feel different when you do these things.
Yeah.
How can people get in touch with you when they are interested to learn something about crystals, or when they're interested in your healing offerings? Where can people reach you?
I do have a small business. It's called Dear Light Healing, like Dear the Animal for the shamanic ways. And I'm located in Sweden. So if people want to meet me in person, that's only Sweden for now. And sorry, it's a cat here.
Oh, cat, you never have to say sorry for cats appearing.
she was clawing on my furniture, so I wanted her to stop.
No. Well, cats are always welcome, especially in my surrounding.
But if people also want to ask me questions, or if they want me to speak for a group or have a short meeting or something, I can send you the information, the link to how to reach me if you want to publish it.
Yes, of course.
I have an email, and I will answer as soon as possible.
I think the email is also on your website, right?
Yes.
Wonderful. So people can get in touch with you.
Oh yes.
Wonderful. Yeah, we already talked an hour, and I guess we could talk. we could go on for more hours.
Oh yeah, this is my best topic in the world. I love to talk about energy and healing. So yeah, one hour was short.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and it's really wonderful that that beings like you share their gifts, share their offerings, and share also their story. So you can inspire and encourage others, to start their own journey. So thank you very much for all that you are and all that you gifted to us.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. I like to share what I learned.
Yeah, that's really wonderful.
Yeah.
You're a gift to the world.
You too.
Yeah,
you really
you.
Are. Yeah, thank you.
If the show is meaningful to you in any way, please allow this appreciation to motivate you into action and do something to support the show, so I can give you further possibilities and practical ways to empower and transform yourself to nature connection. Send in your questions, donate any amount, and most importantly, use what you are learning, journey on the topics, step up and use the possibilities. You are also invited to leave a message on our anchor site, or share the episodes and ideas with others in your network. And when you like, let me know how you are changing your life. May the magic of the plumped serpent be with you, to the greatest good of all.